Well, the drama continues in the Donegal International Rally. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, they remain the leaders in their Volkswagen Polo GTI R5 as they have come off a special stage 11 Gary Gort and head to Knockalla for the second time today. The lead unofficially is 8.1 seconds ahead of Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the defending champions in the Hyundai i20 R5. It's been nip and tuck between the two throughout the day so far, and over that stage 11, well, Devine and O'Sullivan's time recorded at 5:26.7, Moffat and Hayes 5:25. So they did cut the deficit a little bit, because going into that stage, the lead was 9.8 seconds, so unofficially down to 8.1 seconds. But significantly, a little bit further down the field, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan off the road. They are okay, but unofficially, the times set, the time set by Robert Barrable, could well apply. Further down throughout the field, and we'll have confirmation of that later, 5:33.7 was Barrable's time over that Gary Gort stage. And Moriarty in the Hyundai i20 R5, somewhat a little bit distant in third from second, about 37 seconds or so dividing second and third. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy continuing to be steady. 5:31.8 was their time over Gary Gort. Sam Moffat was 5:28.3, by the way. Marion Evans and Johnson Jackson in the Polo, 5:33.4 for them. And Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, well, they've made quite a bit of progress today. Edwards was fastest on special stage 9. He was second fastest on 10. So certainly one to watch this afternoon. Edwards and David Moynihan, 6th overall. 7th overall, Robert Barrable and Gordon Noble. 8th, Ryan Loughran and Gareth Jarley, who've had some very good times so far today. Jonathan Greer and Niall Burns in the Citroën C3 Rally 2 are in 9th. They have gone up a couple of places. And Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson dropped a lot of time, it appeared, after a puncture on Special Stage 11. And unofficially, they have dropped three places to 10th, all of which means up into 11th in the two-wheel drive battle for the title there. The defending two-wheel drive champions, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, in the distinctive Darien P90. Well, they are about 58 seconds ahead of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the Toyota Corolla Twin Cam. Gallagher and Moore 11th overall, and Kevin Eaves and Chris Milley are 16th overall in that Class 14. Between them in 12th, Gareth McHale and Brian Murphy in the Volkswagen Polo, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh in the Citroën C3 Rally 2, they are 13th, and Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden in 14th in another of the Polo GTI R5s. Just making up the top 20, we mentioned Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in 16th, 17th, Damien Torres and Donal McAleenie in the Ford Escort, 3rd in Class 14, and they are 23.7 seconds unofficially behind Eaves and Melly. So we'll see a continuation of the battle in that ever intense competition in Class 14, the two-wheel drive category. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Geaney in the Ford Fiesta R5 Rally 2, they are currently 18th overall. 19th is James Ford and Neil Shanks, and in 20th, Ryan Caldwell and Arthur Kearns in the Scuderia Fabia R5. So just to recap, after the end of Special Stage 11, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan off but are okay. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Polo GTI are only 8.1 seconds ahead of defending champion Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty are third. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are fourth. And in the two-wheel drive race for the title there, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien Team 90 have a lead of about 57 or 58 seconds ahead of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly as they go to Knockalla for the second time this afternoon. To serve, we'll have a live update as they come off from Knockalla shortly.